let us consider in our life. And many people have asked me about my illness in 2013 and then subsequent illnesses. And I don't know that I have taken full advantage of reconsidering my life, but I have considered many things in my life. Am I giving the Lord my best? Is this a warning to me? Is there something I need to change in my life? So God will give us many chances, but one day those chances will run out. Over in Hosea, the fourth chapter, Hosea 4. Hosea 4 and verse 1. And for those of you who are in school and maybe are around people who don't love the Lord, for those of you who are in workplaces, you'll see some things in here that I think reflect our society and reflect our society in the media and on television. Notice Hosea 4, verse 1. Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel, for the Lord brings a charge against the inhabitants of the land. There is no truth or mercy or knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying, killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break all restraint with bloodshed upon bloodshed. Now notice the result. Therefore the land will mourn, and everyone who dwells there will waste away with the beasts of the field and the birds of the air. Even the fish of the sea will be taken away. Now let no man contend or rebuke another, for your people are like those who contend with the priest. And don't ever fall into the trap of arguing with God or thinking you can get around God's commandments. Be not deceived. Verse 5, therefore you shall stumble in the day. The prophet also shall stumble with you in the night. And I will destroy your mother. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. I also will reject you from being priests for me because you have forgotten the law of your God. I will also forget your children. May that never be us. That God says, I'm going to shake the dust off my clothes and I'm going to give you up to the sins that you want. Over in Amos, the 8th chapter. Amos 8. In verse 11, and I think we see this clearly in our country as we see people are becoming less and less knowledgeable about God's Word. Our country is becoming less of a, quote, Christian nation. And by that, I mean based on Judeo-Christian principles. More and more people know less and less about God's Word. Amos 8 and verse 11, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. They shall wander from sea to sea, and from north to east. They shall run to and fro, seeking the word of the Lord, but shall not find it. One day there will be a time when maybe you will want to repent, but it could be too late. The book of Romans tells us every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. And all of those atheists that we've shown up on the screen this week, and all of their statements against God, they will one day regret if they don't already, if they haven't already died. They will bow the knee before Jesus and confess Him as Lord, but it'll be too late. May that never be us. Finally, let's look at one more passage over in Romans chapter 1. In Romans 1, And this goes back to what we said to begin with. If you wait too long and put things off, I'm not saying you can't be saved when you're 30 or 40 or 70 or 80 or 90. You know, in Payton City, I was there in West Virginia. Many of you know where that's at. I was there where Brother Ice, who was an elder at the Pleasant Valley Church, had tried to teach his father for years, and he was around 90. And I was there, and I saw when three men lowered him in his wheelchair into the baptistry and baptized him and pulled him out. That was one of the most beautiful things I think I've ever seen. And he died shortly after that. But you know what? He was the exception. The very, very rare exception. Most people have hardened their hearts to the point that later in life, they're not interested in God. Notice Romans, the first chapter, in verse 24. This shows that God will eventually, if you are stubborn and rebellious against Him, He will eventually give you up to what you want. And if you want to live in the world, then you can live in the world. But besides losing your soul, if you turn and live in the world, you're going to have a life riddled with all the problems that sin has to offer. Whether it's problems in your family, or problems with finances, or work, or relationships, even health, or as the young people we saw last night, you may even lose your life early. But beyond that, God may give you up to your sins, and you may